The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we will give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Metallica M72 tour as it comes to Northwest Stadium, May of 2025. We'll give you a cue to call, we'll get you lined up, and we'll play Name That Deep Metallica Cut. So we'll do that around 7:20, 7:25-ish. But right now it's time to hit the skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Then sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off your order. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
Great.
You're great.
Of course, everybody's talking about, honestly, people are literally around the country talking about Jaden Daniels' performance in that Commanders win.
There's buzz.
That's all they can talk about.
Monday Night Football.
Bickle, that's all they can talk about.
A lot of buzz.
Big buzz. 90% completion percentage. Okay. You know, a lot of short passes, but some key throws, especially that fourth down throw to Terry McLaurin in the end zone that we've all seen many, many times.
He averaged 11 yards per attempt in the Monday Night Football game.
Right.
That's a pretty high number.
He was near perfect, 21 to 23, 254 yards, two touchdowns. He was Washington's leading rusher with just 39 yards and a touchdown.
I wonder if he'll win Rookie of the Week. I wonder if that'll happen. I'm pretty sure he will.
I think so. It's interesting.
It's pretty much a lock. Yeah.
When you look at the rookies, just as a little side note, I think it's, what is this? The Chicago Sun-Times, they're sort of tracking this. Everyone's tracking the rookie quarterbacks. And Caleb's been, by their verdict, basically up and down, which is exactly what I thought he was going to be. He had a big numbers-wise game, Cakes, completing 33 of 52 passes for 363 yards, two touchdowns, but of course the two interceptions, with an 80.8 passer rating. That's pretty pedestrian these days. But
it's tough to ask your rookie quarterback to throw 53 times too.
Absolutely. Believe me, we went through that last year. It was the most yardage by a Bears quarterback in 8 years though, but it came with three turnovers cause he also had a fumble.
Right.
So, they lost 21-16. Yeah, I think it will be fine, but of course we're going to send a gift basket to Ryan Poles.
Yes, we are.
With some items, maybe sort of to pay homage to Caleb. Maybe, you know, if Caleb, you know, they want to keep him happy, we're going to send him some gummy bears that he likes, things of that nature.
Where'd that bag go off to, by the way? I didn't get to sample one yet.
They're out there. I had my first trolley ever.
Yeah, how was it?
Oh, my God. No,
it's life-changing. Sweet, sugary goodness.
Yeah, it's like it's a gummy worm with like a dusting of a little, like, dusting of a little Sour Patch Kid with
like
a little sweetness.
I'm going to have to try it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Have you had
it? It's a trolley, right?
I think it's trolley.
Trolley.
Trolley. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to troll Caleb because I'm going to send him some nail polish and some other things.
Yeah. We're sending him a bag of trolleys.
Maybe Ryan Poles wants to paint his nails.
My items are more centric to Ryan. They're more Ryan Poles centric than Caleb centric.
Well, I mean, this is just sort of thinking about Caleb. Maybe if he identifies with his quarterback more, paints his nails, maybe that would help.
Maybe. I don't know.
By the way, just to give you some stats on some team stats. So Washington through three games is fifth in the league in rushing at 154 per game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Chicago Bears on the flip side.
Oh, I know. They're not good.
And this is why they're throwing 53 times.
Yeah.
Are next to last. The only team that's worse, the Raiders. But the Bears are averaging 72 yards per game on the ground. They average 3 yards per carry.
Mm-hmm.
DeAndre Swift has been a big dud.
He's been a miss so far.
He's been a huge swing and miss.
And they gave him some decent money to sign there during the offseason.
The Commanders are averaging almost 2 yards per carry more than the Bears.
And they're doing great in points per game, right? Aren't they doing markedly better than they were?
26.3 points per game.
What were they last year, like 18 or 19?
Somewhere around there.
And we were like, yeah, if they could get to like 21 or 22, man, that would be just amazing.
Their numbers are 360 yards per game. That's sixth in the league.
Right.
Points, they're at 26.3.
That's fifth.
And third down conversions, they convert at 45%, sixth.
I mean,
the metrics look good.
By the way,
right now.
By the way, the team that they play this week, fourth in the league in points.
Right.
That's why the total's at 50.5 right now.
They got their hands full. They are the Cardinals, so I don't doubt that they will lay an egg. but they're also super capable.
Jason, I think this is what's going to happen in the desert. Pew, 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 pew.
You think?
Shoot out. Shoot out in the desert this weekend.
I don't know. The league ain't that predictable,
it's
my
not,
friend.
But
is that like an old school arcade shootout sound that you're making?
Pew, pew,
hey,
pew, pew.
Let me give you an example. Let me give you an example.
I don't know.
And why did Mr. Johnny Cakes Allville, 5 feet from me, yeah. Why did he bench Jaden Daniels for Derek Carr? Because he thought the Eagles and Saints were going to go, What was the final score?
I wasn't the only one.
All right, well, like, what was the final score?
I think it was 15 to 12.
Exactly.
It's who is it? A Gannon is their head coach, right?
Jonathan Gannon.
Yeah, it's a Gannonism. Because that's what he told Kyler Murray. They're going to go, pew, 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 shots.
Am I ripping off Jonathan Gannon?
There, I'll find the audio.
Okay.
Maybe yeah, I think that's where he subconsciously stole it.
Subconsciously, he's stealing it from Gannon because we've played it on the show.
Okay. Mm. Maybe I should go, pow, 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 pow. I don't know.
Well, to me, it sounded like
just saying, it's just too easy to go based on what happened on Monday night to say, all right, it's going to be up and down.
Trust me, I learned from my mistakes. I cut Derek Carr, so I no longer even have the temptation of I'm just playing Jaden. Yeah. It's Jaden or bust.
Correct.
Like, there's no way I'm not playing him every single week.
Right. Speaking of, I wanted to go, like, during the show, I kept clicking on it, and it wasn't up in time. But I wanted to go through the PFF grades, and obviously, Jaden, the highest-rated offensive player for Washington, got to be, I don't know, was there a guy? I think he said Josh Allen might have been higher.
He was, yeah.
98
or something. He was near perfect on the QBR.
Jaden at a 95.9.
That's near perfect.
Trent Scott with his one play, 89.6. So kind of throw that out. Eckler, 84, but out with the concussion, the laceration in his ear. I don't know what's going on with that. So
he ain't going to play.
Definitely not going to play this week. Let's see. You know.
I hope he's back next week.
Yeah, because we need that guy.
Who are they playing next week? Cleveland?
They are...
thought it was Cleveland.
I think it is Cleveland at home, but I'll double check that.
Terry had a great, I mean, listen, offensively, the kind of these numbers are off the charts. Terry had an 83, and that was good enough for fourth highest commander. Luke McCaffrey, he had an 82. By the way, I just discovered his dad's account yesterday, and I retweeted it a few times. Eddie McCaffrey. He's all in on the Skins.
Well, of course he is.
I know, but he's got a bunch of kids playing all over the place, and he's like, "Hey, Commanders fans!"
Right.
And then he's replaying, you know, like all proud dads do, replaying videos of his son, you know, making a big play, converting a big first down, or whatever.
He knows it's his son's time now. Like he had his time. Dude, he had a great run.
I was like, that earned a follow there, Eddie.
Yeah, Cleveland is at Washington in Week 5.
Yeah,
1 o'clock kick.
And basically, you know, that before the season started, I said, "All right, well." Cleveland's, you know, Watson's probably going to have a better year than he did last year. And defensively, they were one of the best teams. Now, Chubb's been out, but I thought that's probably a loss for the Washington Commanders. Now,
I mean,
doesn't look like
Deshaun Watson just, I mean, he's just flailing. I know he had two touchdowns last week.
Yeah, he wasn't bad last week.
He has not been very good.
I'm just talking about the team in general.
Right.
On paper, it looked like it could be a loss, but not now.
Let's go to Donald. Don's been on for like almost an hour, and it says wants to add to the basketball, and I couldn't figure that out. He means the basket.
The gift basket.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Don, what's up, buddy? Donald, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Junks, man. Y'all are so great, man. I appreciate the bit.
Thank you.
I just wanted to add my two cents.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? That donk over there took Caleb. And we're so appreciative, man. Yeah. So he gave us our quarterback. I just want to give him his quarterback and give him a roll of quarters.
A roll of quarters.
All right.
All right.
Give him his quarterback.
I like it. It's very little, but I like it.
I like it.
Well, bring your roll of quarters by and we'll throw it in the basket.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good day.
All right. Thank you,
my man.
I stayed at home for an hour just to get a zing in.
Well, that's dedication. We appreciate that.
That's a true P1. Thank you, Don. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, do you want to hear the Gannonism that Cakes is subconsciously
feeling? Yes, please.
All right. Maybe we can sue him.
Hey! What's up, man? How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Shoo, 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 shoo.
Shots. Explosives. You can run.
Yeah, he's doing.
Shoo, shoo.
He's doing shoo, 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 shoo.
Going pew, 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 pew. I'm Team Cakes on this.
Mine's
I don't
better.
Think he stole it.
Mine's better. He's way nerdier than
when
me.
When you went pew, 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 made me think of, like, Defender. And Gyrus, Asteroid.
Sice. That's
those
the
old
that's
school
what we grew up with,
early
EB.
80s video games.
Of course.
Can I hear that again? What do you say?
Shoo, 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 shoo.
Let me hear that again. Hold on, we'll hear it again. This is Jonathan Gannon, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Shoo, shoo, shoo,
shoo. That sounds so bad.
Shots. Explosives.
Joe Witt Jr. better hope there's not a bunch of shrew, 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 shrew against his secondary this weekend.
Right.
Because well, there might be.
There's going to be some attempts.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Because then Jaden's going to go pew, 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 pew and throw into Terry McLaurin. Oh, so many points.
The Washington defense, look, we knew it wasn't great. It's been exposed the last couple years.
We would take mediocre, not even great. How about just be average?
I know, but it's like I for one, have been fooled for the last 3 or 4 years thinking this was some sort of insane front four with when we had Chase and Montez and the guys in the middle and everything, and it just never lived up to it, really.
Nope.
And we kept waiting for it. Just never happened.
Mm-hmm.
And yet this year I got fooled again because I go, oh, well, they're bringing in Joe Witt and Dan Quinn.
Can't get fooled again.
He's a defensive genius.
Such a good song.
And our linebacking core is so much better. Well, you know what? They're not playing better.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line. We just have to be real about it. I'm disgusted by the defense. I mean, I know the guys are trying, but it ain't working.
So the Commanders have 9 picks in the upcoming 2025 NFL draft.
Mm-hmm.
How many of them do you think they should allocate to the putrid defense?
I don't know, 6?
I think 6 or 7. It would not be an outrageous ask.
It all depends on what they do in free agency and everything. But, I mean, they have holes literally at every level. I'm just looking at the PFF defense grades now. Mm-hmm. And while the offensive grades are just like off the charts positive, the bottom, Igbinoghen, is that how you say his name?
Igbinoghen. I'm sure that's not how it's
Igbinoghen. I don't know. I'm trying my best, Cakes. I think people just
nickname him Noah I.
Noah I.
is the easy way out.
He's a corner.
Just call him Noah.
he had a tough day. Now, you never know, because PFF doesn't know the game plan, but in their opinion. Fedarian Mathis, he had a tough day. I thought Frankie Louvu had a pretty good day, and he was their third lowest defensive ranked player. Now, again, this is PFF's version. We don't know what their assignments were. I thought I saw Louvu running around making plays, but maybe he was late. Maybe he was taking bad angles. I don't know. I'm not sophisticated enough. St. Juice, again, they have him very low rated. I thought he did an okay job. He doesn't get his hands up very often. You know what I mean? He's often in pretty good coverage, but his ball awareness is like 0.
Well, who's going to cover Harrison Jr.?
I don't know.
Maybe St. Juice
because he's got size.
But yeah.
They're probably going to rotate.
I don't know if I love that matchup.
John Allen was down there, one of the lower ranked guys. According to them, Daron Payne was just 1 or 2 spots ahead of him. So the D line just really, really struggling. Highest ranked, believe it or not, Drabby defensive player, Bobby Wagner, who I understand Drabby's frustration with him. He's a slow player at this point. Mm-hmm. Can't go sideline to sideline, obviously. But if you run in his area, he'll make a play.
Yeah.
But you got to be in his little box.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. But he was their highest ranked defensive player. Whatever it's worth. So a lot of issues there. I know you've got the rankings.
Yeah, I've got the jumps in the power rankings.
Maybe we should go through that at another time.
The Commanders.
You wouldn't believe on CBS how many spots they went up.
Well, where were we? We were about 28, 29 or something, just a couple days ago.
What's your guess on CBS's power rankings?
I have no idea.
Well, just take a guess where they are now.
I'm going to guess.
They were 29 before. All right.
I'm going to guess 18 or 19.
Pretty good guess.
Is that a pretty good guess?
Pretty good.
I'm just guessing.
It's pretty close.
All right, so we'll revisit the power rankings at 7:45, but we want the listeners to call, the Metallica fan listeners to call right now at 800-636-1067. We'll get you lined up to play Name That Metallica Tune. And if you can identify the Metallica song that we play, you're going to win a pair of tickets to their concert at Northwest Stadium May 28th. 2025. So 800-636-1067. Get ready for a game show Wednesday. A great prize on the line next. Welcome back to Game Show Wednesday. At stake, a really good prize. 2 tickets to Metallica M72 tour with special guests Pantera and Suicidal Tendencies. The show date is Wednesday, May 28th, 2025 at Northwest Stadium. Tickets go on sale Friday, September 27th at 10 a.m. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. You have a chance to win them before they go on sale, and most importantly, not to pay for them, which is big.
Mm-hmm.
So we're giving those away all week. So we're going to play Name That Metallica Tune, Deep Cut. We're not going to play Master of Puppets here. We're not going to play Unforgiven, the songs you've heard a billion times. It's the easy way out.
If you're not a Metallica fan, I suggest hanging up.
Yeah, this might not be the contest for you. Yeah. It's pretty simple. All right, so we just have a bunch of callers lined up. We're going to have them listen to the song at a time.
It's a six-second clip for the first song.
Six-second clip.
All right.
And if none of the first four callers get it correct, we'll move on to a secondary song with a new batch of callers.
Okay.
That's the way this is working.
All right.
So the caller that's been on the MGM National Harbor listener lines the longest is Mark in Warrenton.
Mark. Good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Mark, let me just ask you, from 1 to 10, how big of a Metallica fan are you? 1 to 10.
I'd probably go 8-ish.
Eight? Okay.
Eight's pretty strong. That's pretty solid.
Have you ever been?
I was thinking 10, but all right.
Have you seen them in concert?
Yes, yes. Been to Roanoke, been to D.C. for the Summer Sanitarium Tour, so I've seen a couple shows.
He goes way back because the Summer Sanitarium Tour was like 20 years ago.
And I pulled tickets to Blacksburg. I got tickets to Blacksburg yesterday, so I'm going to Blacksburg, and I'm hoping to go to D.C. on the 28th.
Well, this may go pretty quickly because this guy's in the tank big for Metallica. So we'll give you the 6-second listen. Best of luck to you, Mark.
What's going on?
Hold on, Mark.
I'm very confused. Sorry.
He was putting all four.
Yeah, I thought we were putting all four on.
No, we're just going to go one by one. Okay. If he gets it, the contest is over. If not, we'll go to Kevin.
Gotcha. I'm sorry.
All right. Good.
All right, here we go, Mark.
Oh, my God. That's your 6-second.
I can tell you, I've never heard that song.
Is that a super popular one?
No.
It's going to be The Struggle Within.
He nailed it.
Congrats to you. You're going to not only show at Lane Stadium, you're also going to see Metallica.
He Shazammed it
at Northwest Stadium.
He's so happy.
Tickets go on sale Friday, September 27th at 10 a.m. courtesy of Live Nation. Well done.
Man.
That's not a track that ever got any sort of like radio airplay.
I've never heard that song.
So good for him. That's impressive.
That is.
So he's doing the Metallica double dip. Blacksburg.
He's going to Blacksburg, and then
Landover.
3 weeks later, he's coming back up here.
Yep.
Northwest.
Do you want to play some of the other songs just for our own edifice or
sure.
whatever the word
if,
is?
If we can play them. I don't know if you guys will be able to identify them.
Oh, no, I will be able to identify them, but I just want to hear them.
Yeah.
These are now, when you pick these, did Valdez or you pick these like just based on deep cuts or popularity?
Mostly, we wanted to reward the loyal Metallica listeners, not just the nerdy Metallica.
I'm going to be honest, I picked The Struggle Within because that's Scott Farrell's longtime intro.
I knew I had heard that.
Shake it out.
I couldn't identify it.
That's the only time you would ever hear that song.
Love me some Scott Farrell. Love that dude. Good guy.
My question is, who's the guitar player for?
That is Kirk Hammett is your lead guitar player.
How can he play the guitar that fast?
James Hetfield is your rhythm guitar player.
Yeah, but I'm saying the guy who's playing it really fast has got to be Kirk Hammett.
I've always said this. If you can play guitar like that, you're touched by God. Like you're just, if you can move your fingers that quickly in the right spot on a fretboard, and then to do it while you're singing, like I don't know how people do that. It's just,
they're from another
planet. Amazing talent.
I have no idea what that song is.
Talented talents. That second song, by the way, was Leper Messiah off of Master of Puppets, in case you're wondering.
Mm.
I know you've never heard that. I know that's new to your ears. Definitely correct. To Jason's,
correct.
Too.
Correct.
Yeah. You want to play another one?
Sure. I'll play Metallica songs the rest of the show if you want.
You might find this funny. So the Cornell volleyball coach, I'm sorry I'm talking about it, just in my world.
It's all good.
Her name is Trudy. Mm-hmm. She's been there a long time. And she was telling me this, you know, after the game, they had a little celebration or whatever. And she was telling me how awful, she had Jason's vibe, how awful today's music is.
Okay.
And she complains
already.
She complains about the girls' playlist because the girls, you know, they love the country, but they also play the hip hop stuff or whatever. And she said when they have a bad day or something, She starts practice with her music,
okay.
And it's Metallica, Slayer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's all. And I was
wow.
And the girls probably they hate it.
If they have a bad day, yeah. She plays her music
love
the next
it.
Day.
Right. She's playing Rain and Blood.
So
by
she's
Slayer
trying
to
do
to
you know how like
practice?
We would torture the
it.
Terrorists and play like Britney Spears music
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
That's her punishment.
Love it
to the girls.
I feel like going out to a volleyball practice all of a sudden. I should go
only after a bad day.
Yeah, just okay. After the bad day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, go ahead.
I don't want to wear the tight shorts though.
This was the third one. Look. So we figured if they couldn't get the first two, we had to make this third one a little easier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've heard that before.
That seems like definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
you played
it's,
that.
Yeah, it's played it a billion times.
Played it a billion times.
What's
I don't
it
know
called?
It's Hero of the Day.
Can you keep it going?
Yeah. 1 second. Sorry.
Yeah.
Undersold cut off of this is. This is off Load, correct? This is not off Reload.
Mm.
Yeah, that's Drab's favorite album.
Load? yeah.
Big fan.
Some serious projection right there.
yeah. All
serious
the projection.
Projection.
Thank you, yeah.
Was this one popular? I know we play it.
Yeah, semi-popular.
Yeah, I'd say relatively popular.
It got some MTV shine.
Yeah.
I remember the video.
Mm-hmm.
It's like in black and white.
What percentage of MTV today is videos? Literally.
I don't know.
I swear, I have
that's
not watched
question.
MTV in, I don't know, 10 years?
Maybe 20.
Maybe longer than 10. So I would have not.
This is a good bop, as the kids like to say. It's a bop.
This is more of their commercial poppy.
Load and Reload were not...
They were not well received by the Metallica community.
By the Metallica
community.
Faithful, because they thought it was...
A little too soft?
Yes. Not now. They weren't as widely panned as St. Anger. People hated St. Anger.
Was that
hated
super
it.
Poppy?
No.
Like, it was just relatively speaking?
It was just a weird sound. They had been away for a while. It was kind of experimental. Like
the drums sounded different.
People hate that album's guts. Like
still
they,
to this day.
Yes. It's wide, like universally looked at as their worst album by far.
I honestly don't think I could go to a show. I think it, you know, you say you got ring. I think I would have ringing in my ears forever. I think it would ruin my ears.
Well, you just have to wear
right?
earplugs.
It's got to have one of the loudest shows.
I don't know how many decibels they're cranking out at this point.
There's just something about it that's kind of jarring to my ears.
I think it's mitigated when it's outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
It's
uh-huh.
much worse if you go to a Metallica show in like the late 80s, early 90s,
like
inside an arena.
Yeah.
Was probably like 2 hours of a 747 just taking off in your ear. I mean, it's an assault on your eardrums.
Mm.
And maybe that's why I have a ringing in my ear. When I'm 54.
Saint Anger
stinks. Stinks on ice.
You didn't like
it's
that song?
Didn't like the song. Yeah. Didn't like
the
entire
album.
Okay. No, nobody that's into the band likes
so
Saint
Anger.
What year did Saint Anger come out?
25 years ago, maybe.
So hold on. So when they do their concerts, they never play cuts from that album?
Now, they may play one or two because they're doing their... They're doing a no repeat bit where they play.
Oh, that's right.
They'll play a stadium two nights and
uh-huh.
they don't repeat the set list, so they may have to throw in a Saint Anger tune here and there. But I'm guessing they're very few and far between.
That's your bathroom break.
That is that's the bathroom break, or you go buy your $50 T-shirt. It's one of those two.
Huh.
If they crank out a Saint Anger era tune.
So Mark from where was he from?
Mark from Warrington.
Warrington. He's very happy.
Yeah,
very
good
happy
for him.
Man.
Good for him, and we'll be giving those tickets away the rest of the week, so continue to listen.
I like the
for
deep
your
cut
chance.
Game.
I like the deep cut game, too. Here's some tunes.
More of it tomorrow.
You know what? You get exposed to some music you haven't listened to.
I haven't heard those.
Very good. All right, coming up later on the show, we've got Mike Rizzo at 9 o'clock. We have Mike Loxley to talk Terps football at 9:45. In about 25 minutes, Will Brinson from CBS Sports will join us. When we come back, though, we'll get back into the Commanders. We'll tell you where they have wound up on the latest NFL power rankings. Is this Wagon Wheel by Darius Rucker?
His version?
His version? Did you see Darius Rucker came out at the Morgan Wallen show at Tennessee? Also at the Morgan Wallen show at Tennessee. I thought this was a great bit. Peyton Manning walked him out wearing his full Tennessee uniform.
That's a great bit.
Pads and everything. Helmet, I mean, the whole nine.
Peyton, his personality rise post his career has been very interesting.
Is that a good glow up?
I don't think Tom Brady has that in him, but let's see. Let's see.
Tom Brady has another boring broadcast in his immediate future.
Yeah.
I don't know what game he's calling this weekend, but, man, I don't know if I'd be doling out $37.5 million per year just to have Tom Brady on my network. But
that's Fox a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
That's how stupid the money is.
If Tom Brady wasn't so frigging handsome, he wouldn't be making all that money. We got a lot of these executives, I think, that just turned on by him.
Yeah, I'm sure that's part of it. So we wanted to get into the rise in the power rankings for the Washington Commanders following their impressive Monday Night Football win. And I've got their power rankings currently from three different spots. Okay. ESPN, SI.com, CBSSports.com. Mm-hmm. On ESPN, last week, the Commanders were sitting at number 27. Mm-hmm. This week, 19.
I love it, Cakes.
It's a big move.
All right, but there are bigger ones.
On SI.com, last week, the Commanders came in 26th. This week, 14.
Wow, 12 spots.
Has been 14. The top half of the league.
I just don't know how we can be with that defense.
And CBSSports.com.
That's what one big road win does for you.
Yep, had the Commanders at 29 last week. CBSSports.com now has the Commanders at 17.
We did preface it by saying it's a week-to-week league.
Mm-hmm.
Even I, after that game a week ago, 8 or 9 days, I said, there's no way. I mean, how can you expect this team to win? I mean, anything can happen, but how could you expect them to beat the Bengals? We're so bad, blah, blah, blah. And yet, they pulled it off.
Yep.
Now, how did they pull it off? They played basically a perfect football game on the offensive side.
Yeah.
Defensively, they miraculously held them to a couple field goal attempts.
Yep.
Everything else was a poop
show.
And
McPherson missed one, which was fortunate for them.
Right. Yep. But they forced zero punts.
Right.
I'm so down on this defense. Prove me wrong.
Well, as you should be.
And I know, Skins fans are very upset that, you know, that I'm being a negative Nelly and a fly in the ointment and all the cliches. But you got to face reality. Our defense is brutal.
You're not wrong.
We're brutal. And it's going to be.
And that puts a lot of pressure on Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to score every possession.
Right.
It just infuriates me because I do agree. I love our offense. I love our weapons. I've been saying it. I've been mocked.
I don't know why the HTTC crowd, why they can't they just can't accept reality. The reality is you have an ascending star at quarterback in Jaden Daniels. He's everything you could have hoped for when you picked him at number two.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you again, Ryan Poles, for bypassing him in Chicago. But you can also look at the defense and realize that there needs to be a major overhaul.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a thorn in their side. Well, there will be.
I don't think there are any fixes.
I thought there would be marginally better. Not considerably, not a big jump, but marginally better than they were last year. But they're not.
No, defensively. They are not.
Defensively.
I actually thought they'd make a pretty big jump, like 10 spots.
Because I thought that adding Luvu and Wagner and you know, the Armstrong guy, Fowler, guys like that was really going to improve the defensive line. It just hasn't.
It hasn't. They have gaping holes. Now, you know, maybe John's right. I don't think he's being dishonest with us that, you know, and this has been
an
excuse in years past. Well, that every play, it's like a different guy.
Right.
You know, like they're just one player away every guy. A guy doesn't fill this gap. They're exploiting it. It's hard for me to imagine that they're exploiting the one dummy that makes a mistake. It's hard for me to imagine that it's just one guy. Like, I think there's a lot more than just one guy every play.
It's systemic. It's not. Yeah. It's not one person that's screwing everything up.
And we know the secondary struggles because they've been trying to add pieces over the last 2 years. Now, Ron tried to do it, and, you know, we've gone through that. We questioned those moves, but they've been adding pieces, young pieces, to the secondary over the last couple of years, and it just isn't getting
better. They're 29th in yards per game allowed, and they're 29th in points per game allowed.
All right, now it's 3 weeks. It's three games.
Right, and you can get better, obviously. But I don't know how much better you can get.
Yeah, I mean, are you going to get to the point where maybe you're only allowing 27 or 28 points per week? Like, I don't see.
What are they averaging now?
29.3 points per week.
Yeah, I think they get a couple points better, but they're going to give up a boatload of points every week.
Now, that being said,
barring a disaster,
they somehow go
on the other side.
They go to Arizona. They're an underdog, 4.5 points, 4 points, whatever. and they beat Arizona and they're 3-1,
yeah,
they're going to go from 14, 12, yeah, 15, 17, wherever. They're going to go up
10,
to
9, 10,
yeah, 11. Yeah.
But getting back to how bad the defense is, if I'm Cliff Kingsbury and the offensive staff, behind closed doors every week, the first priority that goes up on the whiteboard is
win the time of possession.
Well,
possession.
That's one of them too, but we have to score 28 to 30 points.
Oh, they know that.
Like that's got to be up there.
They
like,
know that.
We yeah. must score close to 30 just to have a chance to win. Because the defense is fatally flawed.
Mm.
And I don't see any real big improvement coming this season.
Maybe
this is what they are.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Witt and Quinn and those guys could put their heads together and scheme up something. But so far,
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, they're not going to give up 29 each week. They're just not. It's not how the league works.
Okay, but maybe they wind up at the end of the year having given
because
up
not every team is
26 points per game.
Because not every team is equal talented offensively.
Understood. And I think the Browns.
Did they give up 29 against the Giants?
I think the Browns are borderline terrible. Yeah. But I fully expect them to come in and score minimum of 24 points against this team in Week 5.
Mm. Well,
Browns.
Let's see how this week goes.
I think I know how this week is going to go. The Cardinals are going to score 28 to 30 points.
Mm.
I mean,
who do they have defensively?
I'll go under 30.
Under 30? Meet me in the middle.
29.
28 well,
that's
and
what
a half.
That's what they're giving.
Oh, 29 cakes. You're going to bet a dollar.
All right, I'm now betting $2. This is now the standard junkies bet. Sure.
Inflation.
I will go over 29.
$10.
$2.
Oh, come on.
$5.
You're so confident. All right, $5.
$5.
Put it in the book.
All right, who do they have defensively? Who are their studs?
The Cardinals?
Yeah.
I'd have to look at their depth chart.
Well, they got
chart.
The Zaven Collins kid that they drafted pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
Secondary, Bubba Baker.
I'll just look at their...
I mean, Buda Baker.
I just want to see what they're giving up so far.
They've got... Jalen Thompson in the secondary, Buda Baker. They got Starling Thomas.
Cardinals
Garnett
are
Williams.
Allowing 323 yards per game, and they are at.
That seems pedestrian.
21.3 points per game.
That's way better than us, though.
Yeah, that's 8 points better.
They don't have a ton of names, but maybe their system is just much better. Their defense coordinator is Nick Rallis.
Right.
First I've ever heard that guy's name.
And Drew Petsing's the OC. So. All right, $5 under 29 for me.
But you're going to be bitter
over 29.
If the Cardinals have 21 by the middle of the second quarter.
Well, this is what it is.
Yeah.
The only reason why I keep harping on this this wretched defense, and it is wretched,
mm-hmm.
is because I want to go all in. I want to jump off the 10-meter diving board into the pool of burgundy and gold, but I can't. I love the offense. I love what we're developing there. But the defense is just holding me back. I can't go all in and just think, you know, we can win every week.
No, but this is what you're banking on. That obviously Adam Peters knows there's a talent deficit on the defensive side of the ball.
I'm not worried about next year's case. I'm worried about now.
How are you going to fix it? Like, you're three games in.
That's my point.
Like, on the fly, you're going to be able to fix a team that's allowing nearly 30 points per game?
No, I don't know how you're going to fix it. But I don't care about next season.
Unfixable, in my opinion.
I care about this week and trying to beat the Cardinals.
Yeah.
That's what I care about.
Short term, I'm looking a little broader out on the horizon.
I'm not taking tomorrow for granted. Okay. I check for cancer.
You're Kyle Shanahan.
I check for cancer every day.
Can't guarantee we're going to be here for this weekend.
The thing is, you know that the defense is going to add parts. They're going to cut some of these guys.
I know.
And they're going to add parts next year. They're going to be better next year.
I don't know if I'll be here next year. I could be on your necklace.
Well,
I don't know where I'm going to be.
All right, well, it is what it is. You kind of you knew what you were looking at to start the season.
No. I thought that, again, they betrayed
me. I know, but
you didn't
think that they were a surefire playoff team.
No, but I thought that they're actually a little bit better than I thought offensively, and they're worse defensively.
Hey, if you're not,
I thought defensively they would be middle of the pack.
All right, so it's kind of evening out.
If you're not here next year, can we at least have like a mini urn that sits in your spot?
Yes.
Right there?
I would like that. I told
okay.
you.
You want representation?
My will, I'm cremated, and I want everyone to wear me on their necklace or bracelet.
I don't know if I'm going to go that far.
Well, my kids better.
Your family should, yeah. But I mean, just a mini, you know what? A commander's urn.
Yeah.
Definitely a commander's urn.
Right
It'll
here.
Sit right there.
Yeah.
We'll honor you.
Yeah.
You'll be present.
Right. I want that.
Okay.
Because no one's going to go to my grave. No one cares. No, that's, about
I
that.
Mean, the, going to graves is.
So.
I mean, it's nice.
Jason won't even go to Reston.
It's depressing.
I what?
I said, Jason won't even go to Reston.
Oh, yeah. That is true.
Yeah.
I want you to wear me on your ring, wear me on your necklace. You know, put me, you can put me on your fireplace.
No, I think your spot's right there.
Yeah. I mean, a little bit, maybe like my arm. A little bit of me here. Not all of it.
No, not the whole thing.
Hey, yeah. You know what we should do? Is we'll chop off your arm,
yeah.
Okay, and we'll use it for the back padding machine.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Pass it around.
We'll mummify
yeah, we'll pass
arm.
Around your dead arm.
Yeah, we'll
and we'll take it,
yeah.
Sling it over, and
in
use
honor
it.
Honor of me.
Yeah. 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 That's a good one. I like that.
I thought we could maybe sprinkle you at Norbeck or something.
You could do a little bit there.
I mean, there'll be some ashes. There'll right. be, you know, we can spread
you
it around.
You can spread a little bit on all the holes I've birdied.
Is that two?
Hey, spread some in the sauna. You have a lot of time in the sauna. Spread some in the sauna.
Yeah, you should probably sprinkle a little
Or
bit
you know
in
what?
Sauna.
Even better, you know what? Could be the Eric Bickle Memorial Sauna.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. I like
you have
it.
Like a nameplate, the whole nine.
I like it.
Your picture.
I mean, there's no doubt they would tell you that I use the sauna more than anybody.
Oh,
in the
you're
club.
The one seed. The you're one the sauna seed. One seed.
There again yesterday. If my tea time gets canceled today, I'll be there again.
Yeah. I would take off some of the layers, though, before you go in the sauna.
Cakes. I go
a
in
lot
there.
Of layers.
Butt naked.
I bet towel.
I have a little modesty, cover myself
towel.
With a towel.
Sure. Yeah.
Hey, do you think that guys are always dumping ashes at Augusta?
100%.
Like,
well,
like
but
their
how
dad,
do you get there? I guess you mean going to the event, they save up and
yeah,
they get
they
tickets.
Save up, they put their dad's ashes in their
right.
pocket.
They probably have
like
a Ziploc bag
and
so it doesn't get detected yeah, on the yeah, way in.
Probably.
Coming out
put it
under
in a Ziploc bag. What a right. smash. I lit. So good.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, this is probably half ash at this point.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Right.
Long ashes to you.
Am I the only one that it has in their will that they're going to be cremated?
I think I'm.
I don't even have a will.
I've wavered. I'm not 100% sure what's in my will. Because when I set up my will, the lawyer looked at me and was like, do you want to be buried or cremated? And I think I gave her the 1,000-yard stare. Like, I'm not sure.
It's such a
horrifying
thought.
Both are terrible options.
The whole thing is horrifying.
I don't love either option. They both suck.
It always comes
so
up.
I think there's a big question mark.
It always
mark.
Comes up.
There's a big question mark in my will in a pretty important spot.
Death is so trifling that the only way I can deal with it is by constantly thinking about it.
Yeah.
What?
Jason better get a will or like Hottie Toddy's going to be coming for that bag.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
I know.
You know
so Toddy
Waddy.
Hottie toddy.
Everybody's hot to drab.
All right, when we come back, we will shift away from the death talk, and we will talk NFL with Will Brinson, NFL
Willie.
Writer for CBSSports.com. He'll join us next on The Fan.